This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the highest body in American Catholicism, is wrapping up its annual General Assembly this week in Baltimore. New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan, as president of the conference, expounded in his keynote speech on what he calls religious liberty, namely the right of people to exempt themselves from public policies based on their religious beliefs. The New York Times called it a new front in the bishop's fight against abortion and same-sex marriage. Here to explore that idea is Professor Terence Tilley, chair of the theology department at Fordham University. Welcome to WNYC, Professor.
Thank you, Amy. I'm glad to be here.
What does Archbishop Dolan mean by this religious liberty?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services has not funded a grant to a Catholic agency on the grounds that that agency won't refer people for reproductive services. And so the committee has alleged that this is a violation of their religious liberty in doing so. So they see that the government, which previously had allowed this exception to their rules, closing that loophole is, in fact, closing their notion of what is legitimate for a faith-based organization to do.
Dolan came to New York in 2009 and was elected to lead this group, the Bishops' Conference, last year. Is he using his position to push American Catholicism in a particular direction?
I think he has a long view of U.S. Catholicism. He is not going to respond to any immediate issues in any particular direction. I think he is much more a person who wants the church to thrive. His initial speech to the assembly was quite lyrical, even lovely, and acknowledged that the church has warts and wrinkles. The bride of Christ has warts. I mean, that's just simply true, and something he learned from our mutual teacher, John Tracy Ellis. So I don't think he wants to take the church any particular way. He wants the church to thrive as the presence of Jesus Christ in this society.
Catholic leaders have taken different positions over the years about poverty and inequality. Given that we are 3 years into an economic slowdown, what did the conference have to say about this issue?
A deafening silence. There are two things that are very disappointing coming out of this meeting. The first is the refusal to take seriously the economic inequalities that are plaguing this country. Our economic stratification is the worst or the highest, the most. The richer are richer and the poorer are poorer than any time since the 1920s. There is huge unemployment. The Occupy Wall Street group is protesting, and whether there is 1% or 99%, the bishop's silence is deafening, especially given the history of Catholic social teaching on these economic issues, including the 24-year-old pastoral letter of the U.S. bishops. The second bit of disappointment is, I think, on the religious liberty issue. 50 years ago, when I was a freshman in high school, we debated the claim, does federal aid to education bring federal control of education? And, you know, we debated both sides. Sometimes we won, sometimes we lost, but we knew that the truth was that federal aid brings federal control. And so all the bishops have to do to recover their religious liberty is to stop taking the money. And to become charities, again, rather than government contractors. So I actually think this issue of religious liberty is very important. I think the Obama administration is wrong to make the choices it's making about funding faith-based groups, but this is not an issue of religious liberty. Quit sucking at the federal teat, and your liberty comes back.
Professor Terence Tilley is the chair of theology at Fordham University. Thanks so much for joining us here on WNYC.
You're welcome, Amy. Thank you.